This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 2996 for Monday, the 27th of January, 2020. Today's show is entitled Spider-Oak Update. It is hosted by Operator and is about 8 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, I give you an update on my cloud backup solution and fixes.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This one's going to be over the Spider-Oak backup software that I'm using for my media, music, and other stuff. So I've been using it here for 2 or 3 years now. I might have done an episode on backups. I think I did one, if you want to look back, on Borg backup, which is used for incremental backups. In Linux and in Windows, they have a Windows sort of hack job. I don't know if they've improved that, but I don't have Borg running on any Windows boxes. I use it to back up my root partition, and then I back that up onto Spider-Oak. So I noticed I had placed some new music from Bandcamp, and that wasn't getting backed up to Spider-Oak. Went and looked around, and I had some permission issues on some of the root folders when I'm backing up my root. I have to set the permissions after I'm done backing up root to the right permissions so that when those backups get written, the backup software under the limited user or the normal user can access those files to back them up. So I'm thinking that's what was happening. I was kind of in a stale state, and it was trying to access these files that it couldn't access and kind of just drooling all over itself. When in actuality, I think what happened here several weeks later is I figured out kind of the root cause. And I had moved some backups around and I had changed path locations and stuff. And there's a configuration file called, I think it's config.ini basically, that defines, I'm guessing it defines what's going to be backed up in Spider-Oak. And you can modify this file, but it actually doesn't do anything when you modify the file directly, from what I can tell. So this config.txt file gets generated through the UI, and there might be a way to do this through the command line, but I essentially had to use the UI, remove the old path, and use the new path for the same backup. So I had a folder called More Data, which was a different drive, and that got moved to... two of those folders were in a folder called More Data, and then that got moved to a different mount point on a different drive called Backup. So I was taking my backup drives, instead of having three backups, I had I used to have a local backup, and then I would take that backup and sync it to the cloud. Now I just have a backup that gets synced to the cloud. So if my backup drive craps out, I only have one other place, and that's in the cloud. So I just have to ensure then my backup drive actually gets backed up to the cloud, and that's what I was doing here. So this config.txt file with Spider-Oak gets updated through the UI at best. And I had to remove the old paths, and there's all these warnings that says, like, don't allow this to be backed up in the future, and I'm not too clear as to what that's gonna, you know, it's like exclude this from backups, and I don't know if that means that path or the path and everything under it is, it's unclear. So a lot of the configuration for the Spider-Oak thing is kind of unclear, and it's kind of weird. So I just kind of let it run, and then I check in a couple days, and if it hasn't done what it's supposed to do, then I have to monkey around with it, which is not something you want in your backup software. And again, it's probably just limitations of my time to understand the UI and the difference between the UI and the command line. So the way I traditionally run it is --headless --verbose. And then I'll look at those logs while I'm adding new content to see if they get backed up. And there's automatic is the setting for the scheduling, which I don't know what that means. So I actually set the scheduling to like 1 a.m. for the backups. And after fixing the paths in the backup locations in the UI client, then it started to, everything started to show up. So all of a sudden I had added 22 gigs worth of stuff. It wasn't there. I don't understand why. And then I removed the old paths, that I had moved to a different location, and I removed those from the backup software, and I hit save, and then I hit like run. And then all of a sudden 22 gigs ends up in the folder that I had specified. So it's almost like I had a folder of the same exact name, and it was keeping the old name, or is keeping the old metadata in that folder. So I had a folder called like backup dump, and the backup dump folder was not getting updated on the web side or the Spider Oak side, because it was like two of the same folders with the same name with the same content in it. So when I got rid of the more data path, I reran it, hit run, and synced everything up, and then boom, 22 gigs instantly shows up in the UI. There's some other options you can run when you start running out of disk space. There's a --empty-garbage-bin and a --purge-historical-versions, which will help clean up some space. Initially, when I hit the sync button, I got warnings from the UI saying I had negative 88 gigs of space out of my 2 terabytes, which in actuality it ended up being right at around, I want to say, 1.4 terabytes, or excuse me, 1.2 terabytes, something like that. So that was why, I'm not sure what was happening there, but I'm thinking it was adding up all of the new additional stuff that it hadn't already verified that it was already uploaded. So when you upload something, somehow it knows, even though it's encrypted, somehow it knows that with some kind of metadata analysis, it knows that those encrypted files were already uploaded once. Or already uploaded on the system. So there's like some local caching that gets done, and then that local database gets fed to something and says, okay, this hash check matches this hash check, so ergo these two files have been have already been uploaded, something to that effect, I can assume. I'm just making it up. So that's pretty much it. So I run the backup job that will it'll download my web server stuff, and it will download my web server, a backup amount to my web server, and then it will run Borg backup, and then that will all get synced to Spider Oak. So it feels like now, and we'll check here, excuse me, in a couple of months, it feels like that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. But then again, you know, this software, you know, I have to like touch a file and then make sure that that file gets updated within the next, you know, couple of days. I'll touch a file and then check back on it and make sure that it's there. And then I'll go back and look at like a specific path or something and make sure that that path matches the path that I've got within a recent change. But I think my problem was that I had those paths duplicated in a different older path that didn't exist anymore. So Spider Oak was all confused, but I think I fixed all that now. Anyways, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's kind of a quick episode. It's only under 10 minutes. So you let me know if you have any questions about Borg backup or Spider Oak and go from there.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.